another military air-to-air strike. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today ordered an unidentified object flying over Alaska to be shot down.
The object was spotted in U.S. airspace near the coast of northeastern Alaska Thursday night, flying at about 40,000 feet.
And posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight. Out of an abundance of caution and at the recommendation of the Pentagon, President Biden ordered the military to down the object.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the object is much smaller than a Chinese spy balloon shot down over the weekend, describing it as the size of a small car. It was flying at a lower altitude. U.S. officials have not determined who owns the object and could not yet say if it had any surveillance equipment.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. The Pentagon says crews have recovered key electronic components of that suspected Chinese spy balloon shot down off the South Carolina coast over the weekend.
Fox News can confirm that the payload has been found underwater. It is mostly intact. It weighs about 1,000 to 2,000 pounds. It's about the size of a bus. That payload is so important because that's where the majority of the onboard electronics are said to be found.
Fox's Brian Yenis off the South Carolina coast. Rough sea conditions shutting down recovery efforts until Monday. Nearly 5 days after earthquakes devastated parts of Turkey and Syria, more than 23,000 are confirmed dead, several hundred thousand in shelters or tents.
Despite all these horrors, rescue workers were still coming up with miracles. Two young children pulled from the rubble in the Turkish town of Nurdagi, a 27-year-old woman found alive in the wreckage in Hatay, and a 17-year-old survived days in a collapsed building. His mother was overjoyed.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Gaziantep, Turkey. A mixed day on Wall Street, the Dow and S&P closing higher, the NASDAQ down for the day. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Russia is cutting oil production.
Russia's deputy prime minister says they are cutting oil production by 500,000 barrels per day, that they do not sell directly or indirectly to those who observe the price cap of $60 a barrel. That cap was imposed to limit Russian financial gains over oil sales following the invasion of Ukraine. And some analysts had said in response to the price cap, Russia might slash sales in an effort to drive up the global price of oil. And the Brent crude price was up over 2% early Friday morning. Natural gas exports from Russia to Europe have already fallen dramatically over this past year. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The authorities in Maryland have arrested a man accused of shooting two police officers and stealing a detective's vehicle during a 39-hour manhunt. It all began in Harford County Wednesday as officers were called to check on a person in crisis. Police say 24-year-old David Linthicum wounded an officer and got away. A doctor says a second officer is on life support after being shot multiple times in the torso. One of the world's most expensive cups of coffee sells out.
They were $150 a cup. And less than 2 days after the coffee was offered for sale, cafes in Portland, Oregon and Austin, Texas have run out of the pricey brew offered by Proud Mary Coffee Roasters, which had shelled out $2,000 a pound, enough to brew 22 cups for its cafes in the U.S. for the ultra-rare Black Jaguar Geisha Coffee, a first-place winner at the prestigious Best of Panama competition. The founder of Proud Mary, who tasted the coffee while on the judging panel, said it was so complex, at times he choked up and almost wanted to cry. He compared the Black Jaguar to a delicacy, like a $3,000 bottle of wine. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Florida lawmakers have given final approval to a bill that effectively gives Governor Ron DeSantis control of a board that oversees development in and around Disney's theme park in Central Florida. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.